I'm here representing View Plus. I don't know if any of you guys have heard what View Plus is or what we do, but a little brief history of the company. I guess like a lot of people here, we're primarily dealing in helping people with blindness products. Specifically, we deal with Braille embossers. Okay, so what I wanted to do today was give you a real quick history of where View Plus came from, what we are, and then tell you a little bit about our top product and invite you guys to come down to our booth. So View Plus is located in Corvallis, Oregon. So I don't know if any of you guys have ever been out in Oregon, but that's where we're from. We're started by a CEO, is our founder, John Gardner. He's a blind physicist. He started the company about 5 years ago. So where we're at today is we produce a Braille embosser that's commonly known as the Tiger, but we call it the View Plus. We have a series, we call them the View Plus Max, Cub Junior, and the Pro. And I wanted to kind of tell you real quick the technologies behind those and how they work. And I brought some sample stuff that I can give you guys on the way out. If not, I can invite you down to the booth. So, real fast, let's talk about this Powered by Tiger concept and about how our Braille embossers are different than typical Braille embossers you've usually encountered. Right off the bat, we are the only Braille embosser who has a full-fledged Windows driver. What that means is that of any application that you are using in on a Windows platform, if you hit print, just like a standard ink printer, it will emboss out the other end. Okay? So what you see on the screen is going to emboss. In addition to that, we couple a large variety of software tools that are going to allow you to be able to translate information directly into the programs that you're using. So if you're using something such as Microsoft Word, common program that a lot of people like to use, you can use our translator and have that text translated in whatever format you want, grade 1, grade 2, computer Braille, right there on the screen, and you don't have to cut and paste into another application. This is handy, again, because then you can just go hit print, and you're good to go. The way we emboss is a little bit different than a typical embosser. We use this roller die, and by doing this, we're able to punch dots at variable height. One of the things we're real proud of that you might have seen that we produce is maps. And because of our ability to do variable height, it's really easy to distinguish between different spots. There's a couple different research projects that are going out there using our embosser, too, that are experimenting with map making. In addition to it, the way it embosses, it makes it actually very, very quiet. And I know a lot of people, when they hear quiet embosser, you might kind of question what I'm saying there, but come to the booth, hear it print. It is really one of the most quiet embossers you'll ever hear. So that's a real quick synopsis, the View Plus embosser series that we have. They range in price and also in speed and paper capability, but at the root, they're all powered by this Tiger concept, so you get the same translation software, the same multiple height, and that special Windows driver that's going to let you emboss out of anything you use. So I guess hopefully I didn't take too much time to explain that. So if there's any questions, I'm free to answer those.
Prices?
Okay. We have the starter. We have a 4 product line, like I said. So the bottom of the product line is the Cub embosser or the Cub Junior embosser, and it starts at $4,000. Then the Cub is $5,000. And then the Max is $6,000, and then our professional series embosser is
$10,000.
In the same order, ascending order, we have 30 characters a second for the Cub Junior, 50 characters a second for the Cub, 60 characters a second for the Max, and 100 characters a second for the Pro. And the media sizes slightly vary on those as well. The first two units use 8.5 by 11. The Max can go to your 11.5 by 11 standard Braille size paper, and the Pro can print up to 17-inch wide roll paper, so you can emboss 17-inch wide for as long as you want to emboss. It's kind of neat, like if you want to do like a world map or a street map or something like that. So, any other questions? It's really one of these you have to come see it type of things. When you feel our dot and you engage in our tactile graphics and stuff, it's going to be really something that you probably haven't seen before. And it's fun to come here and talk to you guys and share and tell you what we can do, but it's definitely more of a tactile experience, of course, as you guys are probably used to come see it and experience it. So.
Have you ever had that Pro Unit at
the conference? The Pro Unit is actually at this conference right now, and we brought the Max and the Pro. We typically bring the Cub and the Mat and the Pro, but we brought the Max this time just to change things up. So, and the Pro is really fast. We can, like I said, 100 characters a second. We spit out a contact sheet or a page of Braille in no time flat. We can emboss on all kinds of different multiple media platforms really easy. So what that means is we have a bundled in our software. You get a tool called the Toolbox, and what it allows you to do is choose the media type on your printer. So you can choose copy paper, your standard thicker pound Braille paper, all the way up to a clear plastic material. So just by choosing the type of paper you want, so you don't have to do any elaborate calibrations or anything like that. It's all preset into the machine. So
thermoform, she asked. You do thermoform paper?
No, we don't. That's not our deal. So I imagine you could put thermoform through the, but it's going to make dots rather than making it rise or anything like that. If I'm thinking of what we're talking about, I imagine so. I would have to. I don't want to say that media is specifically laid out in the printer without having you come down and test it out. So I'm definitely more of the some of the real intricate techie details. I don't have all those exact answers unless I've encountered it. So I don't want to tell you one thing and have it be another right now. All right.
Thank you. Well, I'll
pass out some Tigers, and I'll let you guys get back to what you're doing.
And that concludes our coverage of this year's Blind Information Technology Specialists Vendor Showcase. Thanks very much to Rob Hubbard making this material available to us, and May Menu hopes to bring you more coverage of future vendor showcases from the BITS affiliate of the American Council of the Blind.